Yo, what up? This your boy Kenneth Stones, AJ Kofi Weason.
This your boy DOE, Good Brother Bold.
And we are the Dirty Hills. You already know, man, you tuning in to 1130 Podcast. Not 7:30, but 1130.
Dude, that's my job. Not 7:30, but 1130.
Yeah. And you have been Dirty Hills approved.
Yo, what it do, everybody? It's your man Dre, aka Dre on Wheels. Welcome back, everyone, to the 1130 Podcast. Talk Pro Wrestling. What's goody, everybody, doing out there on this Friday? You guys, I'm back at it. First episode of Talk Pro Wrestling this year. Good morning, good night, good afternoon to all my listeners all across the world, wherever you may be at. I appreciate it so much that you guys came back here for some Talk Pro Wrestling, man. Yes, this is going to be an amazing show. Like I said, man, first show of the new year. Wherever you're listening to me at on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're watching on YouTube, thank you guys for coming back to the channel also. If you're new to the 1130 Podcast or the 1130 Podcast Talk Pro Wrestling, make sure you subscribe. Wherever you're listening to me at, even on YouTube, yeah, subscribe to the 1130 Podcast on YouTube and follow the 1130 Podcast on all social media platforms. But you guys, man, like I said, it's the first episode of the new year, and I got to start it off with a bang, man. Yes, I got a guest that's going to be joining me here on the podcast in just a bit. He's the heavy hitter. He's the wig splitter. He's the big boy from Brooklyn. My guy, Tyree Teller, independent pro wrestler. Yes, he's your favorite independent pro wrestler. He's joining me right here on the podcast, man. It's going to be fun chopping it up with him. We're going to chop it up about, you know, everything that's going on in wrestling right now, some trending topics, man, about, you know, Jay Cargill, just black women in wrestling, and, you know, everything, man. It's going to be a fun show. Also, later on in the show, you guys, I'm going to give my amazing thoughts on this past Sunday's pay-per-view, or premium live event, as they're calling it, WWE Day 1, you guys. Yes, and SmackDown is tonight. Roman Reigns returns. We got a lot to get into, you know. NXT is rebranding. I'm loving it, man. I'm loving everything. I'm loving this. I'm excited to be back here with all of you guys, man, for real. But we ain't going to waste no more time. We're going to get into the show with my amazing guests. Like I said, the heavy hitter, the wig splitter, the big boy from Brooklyn, my guy, Tyree Teller. What's going on with you, bro?
What's going on, brother? The universe doesn't want me to speak. That's what it is. That's all it is.
It's all good.
Man, I am doing great. How you doing? Happy New Year, brother. We just celebrated 2 years of the 1130 Podcast. I'm about it, man. I'm excited, man.
Hey, I appreciate it. Yes, man. For everyone who don't know, man, this is the second time we had to do that, do this podcast, but it's all gravy here. Yes, the universe, man, be tripping sometimes, though. But once again, yeah, Happy New Year's. I appreciate it a lot. How's everything, man? You ain't been here on the podcast in a bit. How's life treating you, man?
Life is crazy. Life is crazy right now. There's so much movement. Life moves very fast. Life moves very, very swiftly and quickly. So you gotta take shots. You gotta keep moving out there. But it's pretty good out there.
Okay, that's what's up. Yes, man. Life, man, throw you all type of curveballs, but you got to keep going at it, man. Absolutely. But you've been killing it on the independent scene, man, and CCW, and everywhere you've been going, man. Along with Prolific, man, I love what you guys been doing. What you guys coming up, what you guys got planned for the new year, and what's upcoming for Tyree Teller and Prolific?
So, Prolific is something I'm really proud of. I'm really proud of me and my boys there. 2021 adversity tried to keep us down. The scene tried to keep us down. Everybody tried to keep us down. But when you have that plant that you grow and nurture and cherish and have so much passion for, and you watch it grow and grow and grow, and you have nothing but this big tree that's gonna bring life to everything, especially in the independent scene. We got a lot of things coming up, especially in February. We're just gonna take the momentum of 2021 and bring it to 2022 because we are prolific. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Man. Yeah, exactly. I was last year, man, because I know it threw a lot of curveballs to a lot of people, man, for because I got some big news that's coming up in this year. For the last couple of years, man, mm-hmm. it's been real special to me since podcasting, meeting guys such as yourself, the Dirty Hills, the Java Tears, man, and just working with a lot of guys. Love them all, man, and just, you know, how was last year, though? How was last year? What type of curveballs did you handle?
2021 was a roller coaster year. A lot of people, you know, everybody's gone through it, you know, pandemic, everything like that. But it's what the pandemic has given us. The pandemic has gotten all the, has weeded out the weak and cut the weeds up. Mm-hmm. So strong, healthy life forms like us can grow. And having to take that opportunity whilst trying to stay as healthy as possible was a challenge in itself. Extracurricular stuff, personal life, everything like that, you know, tried to hold us down. But, you know, you have to overcome. And once you overcome, everything else seems easy. But that challenge of trying to overcome never stops. You know what I'm saying? So 2021, it was a real telling year for everybody, to be honest. But it was very telling in my career, in my personal life, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Really telling, though. But a lot of things are looking up, though, for 2022, man. A lot of things are looking up. Once again, Tyree Taylor, appreciate you joining me here on the podcast. Once again, I said you're a busy guy. We're going to jump into some couple of trending topics in the professional wrestling that I would like to talk about and also get your opinion on. But first, I'm going to start with Jay Cargill. Jay Cargill just won the TBS Women's Championship a couple of nights ago. You know, fabulous woman, great athlete and everything. It's a thing that's going on, I guess, with black women in professional wrestling and with sort of, you know, wrestling fans that, you know, it seems that it's a stigma that seems to be carried on over decades or so, you know, with women who are buff, who are, you know, big and strong and don't look like the normal woman. And you got certain wrestling fans downplaying women like that. Why do you think is that? You know, Jay Cargill is not the only one. You have Bianca Belair. Mm-hmm. China dealt with it also in her career. Why you think, that plays out like that?
You want the real answer, or do you want the real
answer? I want the real answer. Man. All right, real answer.
So let's and I hate to say this, but I hate wrestling fans. Like, you know, sometimes there's some of those guys that really support people and really, you know, are down and support you, you know, and really do something great. But there's people that love to overstep their boundaries and love to put their Twitter fingers to use, and especially having no idea what we do, how we do it, whatever. You read from a tabloid, you read from this, and think that you popping or something like that, and think you are part of the team, and you're not. But the real answer is because buff women are intimidating to insecure men.
Mm.
Like, if you don't look like the cat, if you don't look like Alexa Bliss, if you don't look like, you know, like immediate sex appeal, it's not going to go over well once you start winning and destroying everything like that. Like, you notice if, like, let's bring up Nia Jax, right?
Okay.
So Nia Jax, you know, so my cup of tea, a lot of people's cup of tea, and they don't have a problem with Nia Jax. Most people don't have a problem with Nia Jax, but the people who like the fat shame and like the, you know, don't have the perfect body in there, they have a problem with it. And then those the people are the loudest ones. Fortunately, I look past all that and look at like what they bring to a show, and what women in general bring to a show. So, you know, people don't look past that. And you see somebody like Cargill, and I watched that match live, like on the Stairmaster. I was in Crutch Fitness doing my thing. And I'm watching that match with Soho, and people saying that she can't work and she got carried and stuff like that. And it's like, if you put Cargill, in like any other era, she's amazing.
Yes, she is.
You get
yes,
what I'm saying?
Yes.
She's amazing. She has a great look. She's very agile. The only thing that needs to build up is the wrestling mind. You know, you know, sometimes they pick people off the streets like that who look good and they can't get their wrestling mind developed fast enough. But she has an amazing look. She has an amazing ability and she can only get better. Same thing with Bianca Belair. They can only get better. But they, but a lot of those guys, especially the ones who are talking, they're intimidated by either black women, big women, women that look like they can lift more than them. You know, because they haven't hit a gym in God knows how long, and and you know, all they do is watch wrestling or whatever, and you know, that intimidates them. So they're going to say she sucks, she looks like this, she looks like that. But when they're insecure fans, that's about it. that's the real answer. They're insecure as fuck. You know, so it's you know, that's the real answer.
Yeah, that is the real answer, man. Because I look at her and I be like, yo, man, she's a beast, you know. Obviously, you know, she's just coming into the company and this is her first championship. Mm-hmm. She got a long way to go. I can see her being at top though. But you know, for wrestling fans, and now that's I said it a couple of times on the podcast. I just miss the times where we could just enjoy wrestling without just hearing all different angles of wrestling fans bitch about this and say this about that. You know,
They did it with Jacqueline back in the day too.
Yeah,
Jacqueline was amazing.
Yes,
Jacqueline was amazing, but she was cut and she was a cut black woman and who didn't take none of that jive. So, you know, they did it to her too, but there wasn't Twitter to say something about it. Yeah. So this is in the blood. This is in the blood. So, you know, like Cargill has a long way to go. You realize this is like year two of wrestling. and you don't know your foot from your cheeks, you know, in 2 years. So, you know, she got a long way to go. I ain't worried about it.
Yeah, and of course, being, you know, a popular, you know, big wrestler, and social media comes with it, you know. Do you agree with just deleting the Twitter and just staying off of it and just doing what you got to do and just focus on what you got to do?
If you are getting that backlash, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not doing anything wrong. You're not doing anything wrong to get that backlash. It's just people want to hate on something. Yeah. People want to hate on something, so, you know.
They want to have something to talk about.
You know, they hate you because they ain't you type deal. So, you know, just all she has to do is focus on her career. And in due time, hopefully they get back to her. If not, she going to keep kicking ass in the ring with or without your opinion. Yeah. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, you're right about that, man. So right about that. From one amazing female pro wrestler to another, Big Swole asked for a release or was released. She asked for a release from AEW, and a lot of circulations were, you know, she was, you know, unhappy. It wasn't a lot of diversity in AEW, which is, you know, not as far as, you know, black wrestlers and stuff. But the big news was Tony Khan coming out, you know, mentioning all of his black, you know, wrestlers who won in the last month or so, and also telling, you know, and mentioning how Big Swole is not that awesome or good of a wrestler, you know. What you think about Tony Khan? You think he's trying to be the heel of a new heel of professional wrestling, or he just got a big mouth that he shouldn't open?
I mean, there's no reason for him to be a heel in real life when you're ahead of a global conglomerate in the making. Like it's almost like he's trying to be Jerry Jones and just try to say something off the cuff, try to defend something. He could have left that comment from Swole alone and shut the hell up, and this wouldn't have been a thing. But insert, you know, foot, insert mouth, insert the mouth, you know, and now he put himself in a predicament that is going to take a long time for him to go get over, you know, and now all of us with the melanin magic are looking at him sideways because you didn't have to do that to Swole. Because one, Swole can main event any program you put on. And she's amazingly talented. You can go to the Battle Club shows and her matches with Tasha Steele were top notch. So, you know, and plus, you know, I, like, even though, like, she's been around Prolific. Like, she, we wanted her to be an honorary member of Prolific, so she's Auntie Soul to us. You know, she's very like mom-like in the business. So, like, I, like, have you ever got scolded by your mom and your aunt? You know, so that's kind of how it was, but it was all with love, and you appreciate her for it. But, you know, she was completely right in what she said, and given the like, she and Tony Khan named all those guys, and. Last time I saw Scorpio Sky do anything, he grabbed the Sonic ring out of the sky, and he was supposed to do something with that. So it's like, exactly. you say you do this, but it's not showing that you do that. Mm-hmm. You know, you know, you name all the black people on your roster, and given AEW is a great platform, we, you know, would love to be on it, whatever, and perform in spite of whatever he said, but. People like Leo Rush, people like Scorpio Sky, people like Bolins and The Acclaimed, people like Sonny. You know, Sonny shouldn't wake up with anxiety because of something her boss said, something his boss said, you know, something like that. Like it shouldn't be like that. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be like that. You put way too much pressure now on the people that are actually on your roster. And now you have to book them into not feeling that way, because if you book them the other way, you know, it causes a whole bunch of problems. And it wasn't necessary. He does owe him an apology, whether it be in private, whether it be publicly or something like that. An apology has to be made. And now you have a whole group of people that have the melanin magic now looking at you crazy, dog.
But I feel like it's going to take a long time for anyone to really accept now Tony Khan, you know, as is now for saying what he said.
And you know what? And it wasn't so much what he said, because what he said was wrong. It's mm-hmm. the way, it's the dismissive tone they carry, because the next sentence after that, he started to promote the show. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, like, why would you do that? Like, it's complete. Now you only not only dismiss Walt, not only you dismiss like the treatment of black people and what we're trying to erase. You now undermined everything that you just said mm-hmm. by trying to promote the show when that had nothing to do with it. That could have been saved for the tweet after. Like, you even had the time to separate the tweet. It was crazy. It was crazy.
It really was, though. And another thing I think was crazy, though, how do you feel about the Leo Rush kind of like supporting, you know, Tony Khan after that? It was like, yeah, he's a great boss. And Powerhouse Hobbs was like, yeah, you know, he gave me some great opportunities while being in AEW, you know, facing Punk and et cetera.
But of course, but, you know, they their ink hasn't dried yet. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Leo Rush actually said, yo, what the hell was that? Like, if you like those tweets, he was like, yo, what was that? Yo, yeah. You need to apologize. Even when he's on the contract, because you know he's about that too. So, hopefully that just rang true, and you know, he didn't just defend it just to pick a side, and he really meant it. If he really meant that, you know, big ups to Leo Rush. Yeah. And more people should be like that.
Exactly.
Like, even though they're on the contract or not. Like, mm-hmm. it should be more people like that.
Yeah, I think it's
and big ups to Darius Lockhart.
Oh yeah,
Darius Lockhart. He put on this beautiful soliloquy on his Twitter about the struggles of black people, especially in the business and stuff like that. I would definitely go check it out. And another guy I want to shout out. He put everything in perspective one day. His name is Darius Carter. I'm sure you know who Darius Carter
is.
Yes. He's like, you know, there needs to be a time where, you know, you're not just a good black wrestler. You're just a good wrestler who happens to be black.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so once we get into that mindset, you know, problems will most likely be solved. But in due time, I guess.
Yeah, you're right. You are right, man. I was going to touch on that too, you know, far as, you know, black wrestlers, you know, over the decades and so, you know, a lot of black wrestlers were also, you know, forced to play the shucky, you know, quack quack gimmick and, you know, go out there and dance and rap and stuff like that. And black wrestlers have come a lot so far, you know, especially in, you know, in 2022 now, and, you know, obviously what happened in the last couple of years, and you mentioned, you know, struggles and stuff. As far as black wrestlers, any struggles you had to deal with or overcome as a black wrestler?
I kind of feel like if it wasn't for my my athletic ability as a big guy, I wouldn't be booked. You know, I have a saying, like, it only takes one, because usually when I'm put out there on a whim, you leave feeling better about your decision, right? Mm-hmm. But as a black person, there's kind of a quota, you know, that quota, like, and I'm gonna peel the reel back here. I'm from Brooklyn, but I live in the New England area.
Okay.
If you take a look at the New England scene as a whole, there's only like four or five of us. Like out of the big promotions, out of everything like that, there's only like four or five of us. And one of them is on the shelf, like indefinitely with Kenny Issue and Brando. Big ups. Yeah, hope you heal up. And there's not many of us, but they're afraid to answer the call. You mm-hmm. get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's a struggle because you know what you bring to a show. People know what you bring to a show. But they'd much rather go their safe route, you know? Mm-hmm. And you know, because to be honest, I'm here to shake the room. You know, I'm here to shake the room. Regardless, I'm here to make you think. I'm here to make you feel. But my appearance may be a little too much for the people in that era. Because you know what, you know, especially Massachusetts, kind of, you know, kind of what that, like, oh, you know that place. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's the first thing you think about when you walk into Massachusetts. But, you know, you try to overcome that and try to give them something different instead of all of this seasonless chicken that's out here. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's tough. But, you know, you just got to put in the work and overcome and make them see that, you know, by any opportunity that you may take.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You talk about being in them certain type of towns, you know, where it's, you know, it's only like four or five of you guys.
Yeah.
You know, you've been in the ring. Have you ever dealt with any nonsense from the fans? You know, because a couple of weeks ago, Anthony Bowens was in the ring and some craziness was yelled at him mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And being a black guy and, you know, being from, like you said, New England and stuff like that, and traveled to so many people, so many different mm-hmm. places. How have you dealt with, you know, certain things like that?
Well, I've dealt with, because the different states you go, there's different demographics. Mm-hmm. You know, my character may be a heel in Massachusetts, but it may be a face in Maryland. You know, and it's just the matter of the demographic that you're wrestling in front of. Some places may surprise you, but I've dealt with it once in my career. You know, this was actually in the Bronx. You know, we were doing this big big fallout blow off thing, and some guy came in and ran into the ring, started yelling obscenities and stuff like that. So I'm sitting there trying to sell. I'm about to get up and go hammer time on this guy. And the guy that's selling next to me, he puts his hand on my chest. He's like, no. He's like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. So, you know, that instinct kind of goes through. People don't realize that, like, I'm dead from Brooklyn. Like, mm-hmm. like when it pops off, it pops off. Like, I don't play that stuff. Like, you know,
yeah.
But so if you down enough, it's time to buck. You know, but you know, people sometimes be under the influence. They try to do something
I know it's a lot that, you know, goes into, you know, show and everything like that, and with security and stuff like that. Do you agree that fans should get it, you know, even though they jump inside the ring, you know? Because we was having this conversation a couple of weeks ago, so.
Like, they should get hands and feet. They should get hands and feet.
Okay.
And then give me like a 5-10 second buffer. Find out what's going on. Let me get some hands in. You can turn the camera away. Let me get some hands in 5-10 seconds. Then security come in. You know what I'm saying? Just like hockey. You know, they give them some time to scrap. You know, you want to come in, you think you're big and bad, let's go. You know, and now that puts pressure on the wrestlers, because now you got to fight. Now you got to have some actual hands now.
Yeah.
You know, you got to know what you're doing. You know, so, you know, that's a whole nother conversation about those people. But you got to have throw down. Give me 10 seconds and it's over for you. Like, okay. You know what I mean?
10 seconds and it's over. Yeah, mm-hmm. man. Because I was having this conversation on the podcast a little while back, man. I definitely don't think it's ever that serious. Like you said, some of them be under the influence, or maybe think, or maybe get too invested into the show and yeah. wants to, you know, get up there and try something or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, but no, I think, you know, as the fans, you bought a ticket, you sit there, you cheer, you boo, you do whatever you want to do. But you know, you leave what the guys are doing in the ring to, you know, to them. Yeah, that. I say that though. Mm-hmm. But you guys, man, we're gonna move on here on the podcast, you guys, man. 2022, like I said, is looking up, man. But not for everybody though. From one big boy, from my guy Tyreek Teller, on to another. Yesterday, Samoa Joe was released yet again from World Wrestling Entertainment from NXT contract that he was in. What do you think is next with NXT, with the whole new branding and stuff like that, and no longer Triple H is there?
So even though it was kind of abrupt, I'm okay with it. Samoa Joe has been very serviceable. He's also been very hurt, and you know, it's tough being on the shelf, I'm sure, for a very long time, wanting to get back in, wanting to actually work and tussle and everything like that, but your body just, you know, just gives up on you, you know. For example, like there's so much promise. It may not be as drastic, but I'm gonna put a picture up for you. If you're a basketball fan, you kind of know like the year Kevin Durant got drafted, right? Kevin Durant yeah. went 2. Who went number 1? Greg Oden. Mm-hmm. Greg Oden had the biggest promise of ever, right? Number 1 pick, go to Portland, and then his body just rejects him. And all that work that you put in from years and years and years of balling, and in this case, independent scenes, shows, and everything like that. And then when it's time to put in that big time, your body just gives up on you, and you feel for those guys because they worked so hard, and the road was so long, so that you just feel for them when now they have to be a civilian, or when Joe has to be a manager, or like when Joe has to be a GM's assistant or something like that, when you know he just want to throw hands. And it's a tough feeling. But luckily, in the world of 2022, the wrestling scene is a lot more broader and wider. So there's opportunities everywhere just from being Samoa Joe. So, you know, even though he got released and the world is his oyster. And as far as NXT goes, there's a lot of young bucks. First of all, shout out to my guy, Carmelo Hayes, formerly known as Christian Casanova, my guy. Big ups to him. I knew as soon as I was riding with him, like this guy's a star. this guy is superstar. Like it's open, you know. But as a whole, this is kind of what, and it blows my mind because fans are fickle. Mm-hmm. This is what they wanted. You know, a bunch of new stars. Let's get some new faces. Let's get some young faces and stuff like that. But y'all not rocking with NXT 2.0? It blows my mind. You know, it's like, oh, I'm tired of seeing the same matches every week on all Raw, SmackDown, AEW, stuff like that. But when you got a whole batch of brand new people, you want to reject it because it's not the old stuff. You can't satisfy them. You can't satisfy fans. It's nuts. It's nuts. And yeah. then these guys are talented too. So it's just. And then people are like, oh, this guy got released. This guy got released. First of all, it's business, and you can't feed everybody in catering. You can't keep them in contract under forever. If you're a business person and you're working in the red because you have so many guys that you just don't have. Even though you might have the time for it, they might not have proven it. They might be hurt. They might be on the shelf. You don't know what the reason is. They might have asked for their release, you know, and you don't get it, but you want to get the Twitter fingers going and complain about it. Like, just love wrestling, bro. just love wrestling. Just watch it. Like, y'all wanted young stars. You got a whole slew of them. You got a whole show full of them. The original premise of NXT was that. The original exactly. premise of NXT was that. Mm-hmm. Now y'all rejecting it because they got spray paint on the logo now. Get out.
I like it. I was talking on the podcast with my guy Blackheart, and we were saying like, this is we as fans of NXT started all of this. You know, I mean, we loved NXT so much, and we bit the bullet, and we just kept loving it, and they gave us what we want. And NXT was originally, I always said, that NXT was originally the developmental territory. It wasn't the third brand. So a lot of people got eyes on it because it got so popular, and it, you know, Vince said, you know what, AEW's coming, I want to, you know, just so much. So I think, you know, everybody just, it's enough wrestling out there for everyone.
Yeah, put it absolutely. Like that.
It's enough wrestling out different.
Absolutely.
I would love to see some more Joe versus you, man, on the independent scene one day, man.
Hey, man. I got hands for them, too. I got hands for a lot of people. There's a lot of people I got hands for.
Okay.
So, right, like, I just wrestled somebody I've been looking forward to for a while, and Mr. Grip. So, you know, I'm ready for big names. I'm ready for name names. I'm ready for, you know, people who've been making the scene there, because I'm ready. I'm there too. I don't want to hit none of the jive turkey stuff. I'm out here, and it's time for these hands to start traveling with me, you know. So, you know, it's I'm ready.
Anybody on your list that you know that want to get these hands from you?
Immediately I need a solo with Shane. We already know this. That's a given. I need solo hands with him. Brian Keith, BK, we used to train together at Books, and you know, and he just recently found out why we got beef. He didn't even know we had beef. It was one way beef. it was one way beef. But we need to go. My man Mysterious Q from the same block. We gotta go. And a guy who I think needs to be like right there, he's one of those guys from that same camp, Ryan Davidson. Mm-hmm. Ryan Davidson has been one of the best in Texas. Like he has really been one of the best in Texas, and the one time I did was in a ring with him, like I shouldn't have been in a ring with him because I was so inexperienced. So it, you know, now we could definitely blow the roof off. And there's a, you know, there's a slew of guys, especially out here, Steve Pena, Darius Carter. Once again, I need, you know, stuff like that. So my list is long. My list is long, and any of them names, them newly fresh to the batch names that want to get there, I'm ready too.
Okay, all right, man. Hey, look at it. Yo, it's going up here, man. For you guys, man, Tyree Taylor and Prolific, man. Once again, I appreciate you joining me here on the 11:30 podcast, my guy. I know you're a busy guy. I'm not gonna hold you too long. I appreciate you coming by and everything, man. Having fun and just chopping it up with you. Been the third time here on the show. I definitely gotta send you a shirt, man. And I'm gonna send you some information. Or you can send me your information. I definitely
we definitely got a jersey swap.
Yeah. And I definitely send you 11:30 podcast, man. And I definitely gotta get some Prolific, man, and rocking here on the podcast. But before you go, any shout outs, any questions, anything you'd like to say?
First of all, shout out to my boys, the Marquis State of Mind, Marcus Marquis, the American Gangster, Isaiah Wolf. And, you know, we are Prolific. My boys have been right there. These guys are super talented. Like if it's not even for me, it's for those guys. Shout out to the Fallout Center, the Fallout Shelter in New York. That whole school is amazing. Marsh, Mike Law, Santi. We got all those teachers there, Steve Pena, that's a great school down there. Check that out. We're going to take over CZW. We're going to take over all of the East Coast. We got Florida coming up, Atlanta. We got all sorts of, so the whole East Coast is gone. We're just chipping at the United States right now. So, you know, shout out to everybody who's about to get these hands. We ready.
You ready? That's what's up. That's what's up. Please let me know when you're coming back to the East Coast here, like in the Maryland and D.C. area, so I can definitely come out and see you guys, man. Really love to come out and see you guys.
Man, we working. We working on that. We working on that, man. We got you.
Okay. We working on that. Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up, my guy. Hey, I wish you the best in everything you do, my guy. Stay safe and keep at it, man. Keep doing it. You and the guys, man, with Whole Prolific, man. And, stay safe. I know it's hard times, though, but keep doing your thing, man. And absolutely. Thank you for joining me this week here on the 1130 Podcast Talk Pro Wrestling.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it, my guy. Appreciate it a lot.
TV is killer, but the way we watch it is not. So, let's do something else.
Like what?
Like channel surf with a swipe.
What are you talking about?
Talking about watch live TV wherever.
Like a food court, sir?
Sir, lady, but yeah.
Woo! One thing, you didn't mention the price.
Oh, yeah, $35 a month.
Get out of town.
I know. TV, like, actually made for us. Finally. Finally!
Finally!
Finally. Yeah, finally.
Yo, Tyree Taylor, man, I appreciate you joining me this week here on Talk Pro Wrestling, man. It was an awesome time having you on, man, talking about Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair, just the stigma of women in wrestling, man, who just intimidate, you know, some of these male wrestling fans, man, for real. Like, it's crazy what Jade got to go through, even though she's young, up-and-coming professional wrestler in the business, first ever TBS Women's Champion. She got a long way to go, and she's going to be great, but, you know, the old shaming her and saying, oh, man, she looked like a man. This stuff China had to go through when she was in WWE at the time, you know? She couldn't continue fighting men because everyone had a problem with it. Everyone had a problem with it. Nobody was like, I don't want to lose to her. But for real, bro, like, they need to put some respect on everyone there, put some respect on Bianca's name, put some respect on Jade Cargill's name. Like, for real, these are beautiful women. Just like my guy Tyree Taylor said, man, in any other era, Jade Cargill would have been the shit. She would have been it, for real. It don't matter. If she would have came in WWE and she would have came in like that, she would have been a 12-time women's champion, you know? And we would have loved it. Or ain't it? Who knows, man? Like I said, man, it's just the era has changed, but we just cannot just enjoy wrestling. You know, man, I enjoy it all. Whether it's MLW, NWA, which I'm just getting caught up on everything now, and I'm just loving it all. Yeah, the production value is not up to par as, you know, other promotions, but hell, you know, it's not always about that. You know, it's always about the content that they're putting out, and it's amazing. I'm loving it. I'm really loving it. I'm loving that Trevor Murdoch is World Heavyweight Champion, and he's also, you know, doing his thing and trying to make, you know, Harley Race proud. And, you know, Nick Aldris, man, was like the champion, man, like the champion. You know, when he was champion, he reminded me of Ric Flair. He reminded me of Triple H back in the day when they were champion, they showed up in suits. You know, you knew that was the champion, you know, like. So I love what NWA is doing, man. The independent scenes, man. GCW, CCW, I love it, man. Everything Beyond Wrestling. Yo, IWTV is awesome. For real, it's not a promo for them, but yo, it's awesome, man. WWE, just, you know, even though what they're doing right now is, you know, but I love it. I've been a fan since I was 9 years old. I can continue to watch, though. We all going, I guess, get up and say something about it, but we all going to continue watching it, though. Like, if you don't watch, if you don't like it, just turn the time. Turn the channel, though. But speaking of WWE, you guys, WWE Day 1 took place. Oh, before I move on, thank you, my guy, Tyree Taylor, for coming here on Talk Pro Wrestling once again, man. I wish you the best in everything you do and keep killing it, though. But you guys, like I was saying, man, WWE Day 1 was this past Sunday in Atlanta, Georgia. Sold out arena, packed house, man. It was dope. The big news that came out of WWE Day 1, that Roman Reigns came down with COVID. Poor Roman, man. The tribal chief, man. Everybody was expecting that Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar match after Paul Heyman, you know, was just saying, you know, I'm trying to save you from, you know, Brock Lesnar and stuff like that. And he fired him, Superman punched him and everything like that. But nonetheless, you know, that match was, you know, canceled. And Brock Lesnar was there. He was advertised to be there. So he was like, you know, I'm going into the WWE Championship match. Hey, cool with me. You know, I'm like, hey, you know what? I said this a while back, last year on the podcast and on other podcasts, as Buzzing with Marlo and Off the Top Rose podcast, I dig that Brock Lesnar was in this match. I dig it all. A lot of people was like, oh, bull crap. Or like, you can't make no one happy. I enjoy where top guys come back, and Brock Lesnar is a top guy. He's like the only top guy we have right now, you know, who's a special appearance, who's going to be there, and they're going to pop. You know, Brock Lesnar's different now. He's a babyface sort of, and he's sticking around and he's shaking hands. Hey, I'm loving it, though. But he's working with Kevin Owens. He was in the ring working with Sami Zayn, you know, some months ago, last year on SmackDown. You know, working with Seth Rollins and all this. And the most important one was Bobby Lashley. Everybody was like, well, I'm not excited about the match, but you know, at least he get to face Bobby, but everybody was like, yeah, one-on-one, blah, blah, blah. But look here, Bobby laid Brock out every chance he had. Every chance he had, no. I loved it. Spared him through the Birdcage, put him through the Hurt Lock. You know, everything. You know, and Brock Lesnar never had the upper hand on Bobby Lashley. And now that Bobby Lashley has won the Fatal 4-Way on Monday night and now at the Royal Rumble, it's going to be Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley for the WWE Championship. Everyone is mad that Big E did not win. Hey, man, like, I don't think this is going to be Big E's last chance or last opportunity. I mean, look, I mean, Kofi Kingston never got another opportunity, though. But, I mean, you know, as well as Kofi Kingston and well as Big E, they were never big as the group. The group itself is bigger than all three of them. All three of them. Now, Kofi Kingston just fell in the spot because Mustafa Ali was hurt, you know, and Kofi Kingston was just there. He took the spot. He ran with it. Everybody was excited. Kofi Mania took off to another thing. It just went into his own world. You feel me? Big E was just, he was the muscle of the group, just well as Roman Reigns was the muscle of the group. But, you know, everyone at the time, they was forcing Roman Reigns on us and not letting him just be himself in a way. You know, but with the New Day and Big E, like I said, was the heavy. Everybody was like, man, yo, Big E's going to be something. He's going to do it, you know, and he accomplished it. And his reign lasted, you know, what, about 6 months, even though he didn't have really he didn't have big, meaningful, impactful wins as champion and defense as champion. So hopefully, you know, we'll see him as champion again, you know, down the road. Shout out to the commission, my guys, Warren Marlow and Blackheart. We was on Buzzing with Marlow this week, and that was a conversation about Big E turning heel. I kind of, like, don't see it because of everything they have with the New Day. You know, everything they have. You know, it was already speculation of at least one of them turning heel on, you know, the group, but, you know, they didn't want to do that, you know. And it's like with every group and every faction, there's always got to be someone to break up or something. It really don't. But, hey, wrestling fans, man. My man Tyree Teller said they fickle. They fickle, man. But shout out to Big E, man. Hopefully we'll see him as a WWE champion again soon. Hopefully, man. Other than that, man, WWE day one was okay, man. You know, Migos came out with RK-Bro, did they thing. They was really excited to be there. RK-Bro winning their match. My man Riddle is just doing his damn thing, man. He was on NXT this past week, teaming with MSK, taking on Imperium. That was an awesome matchup besides the main event of NXT New Year's Evil. Actually, everything on that NXT was awesome. You know, that was kind of like the first NXT in a little while that was awesome from top to bottom. I loved every bit of it. You know, even Bron Breakker kicking down the old X. I understand everybody don't like it, you know. Hey, you know, but hey, you know, it's business. You know, we got to evolve here. It got to be some new NXT, but, you know, Bron Breakker is the new NXT champion, and I look forward to it, man. You can tell he's going to be the guy. You know, like if he wasn't, you know, champion, if he made his debut tomorrow night or next week on Tuesday or whatever, I was like, yeah, he's going to be a champion for them one. For real, he is, though. NXT was awesome, you guys. AEW took place this past week. First ever show on TBS, man. Wrestling hasn't been on TBS since 1999 when WCW was there. But, you know, Dynamite was dope, man. I really thought that they was going to hold off for the World Heavyweight Championship match and put it at the main event. But instead, we got an awesome tag team match with Jurassic Express, Jungle Boy, and Luchasaurus taking on the tag team champs of the Lucha Bros, and which was a dope matchup right there. The crowd was going crazy. My man Jungle Boy family and loved ones was in attendance. And Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus walked away with the AEW Tag Team Championships. Awesome, awesome matchup that was on Dynamite and everything to see, man. And another promo with CM Punk and MJF full of WWE reference again. You know, MJF saying, you know what, maybe I go main event mania, you know? And I'm like, really? And he's only saying that because, you know, the word got around that WWE is very interested in MJF. Whether they sign him in the future or not, that's just to be hoped, though. But, you know, CM Punk said, go ahead, be my guest. Main event night four of this extravaganza and get released faster than you got signed or whatever. I'm like, bro, like, come on. Like, the Roddy Piper one was, okay, cool. But y'all had to go far, like, come on, though. Like, nothing better else to do. But, you know what, man, I can't wait till they get their hands on each other so they can just go the other way. Because CM Punk promised he got some big things coming up. So we're going to see. We're going to see where that goes. And, yeah, we're going to see where that goes, guys. Like I said, SmackDown is tonight, you guys. Roman Reigns is returning, and he's going to be confronted by the WWE Champion, Brock Lesnar. He said he's going to see Roman on SmackDown tonight. We're going to see how it goes and everything. And what's next? Everyone, it's kind of like, it's been speculation that they may have a championship unification match at WrestleMania. I was hoping, man, we get Roman Reigns versus The Rock, man. That was my dream match. But, hey, look at it. I'll just be excited to win. Look at it. This has been an awesome week of pro wrestling. I was chopping it up with my guy, Tyree Taylor. I hope everyone enjoyed pro wrestling this week. Check out IWTV. Hope you check out everything that's coming up this weekend. We got Impact Wrestling's Hard to Kill that's coming up tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to this Women's X Division match. You know, first ever Women's X Division match. That right there is going to be something to look forward to. Also, Jonathan Gresham, yes, the new Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion, is going to be in action. Yes, so I'm looking forward to it. And Matt Cardona and Moose and taking on W Morrissey, let me get it right, for the Impact World Heavyweight Championship. Man, there's a lot going on, man. It's just, yo, I'm back. I'm glad to be back here on the new episode of Talk Pro Wrestling and in the new year. I'm blessed. I got some amazing news that's coming up, you guys, in a couple of months, man. I just want to, you know, get it right, man, and then just, you know, get it right. And I'm going to share it with the world, man. I can't wait to share it with everyone. And, yeah, man, I just thank everyone for supporting the 1130 podcast. And it's coming back each and every week. And, having some fun. Yo, shout out to the Dirty Hills. Shout out to the Jabba Tears podcast. Shout out to the Euro Sports podcast. Shout out to Brooklyn, New York. Shout out to Jersey. Shout out to everyone, DC in the building, for tuning in here for Talk Pro Wrestling. Thank everyone for subscribing to the 1130 podcast on YouTube. Go subscribe to it. Tell a friend about the 1130 podcast. And we're going to keep going up for real. Before I go, man, you know what time it is. Don't forget to follow the 1130 podcast on all social media platforms. Follow the 1130 podcast on Twitter at the 1130 podcast. Like the 1130 podcast on Facebook. And also, you guys, man, last year I made an episode. I got hacked on Instagram. So follow my new Instagram at the 1130 podcast _. I appreciate it a lot, for real. Tell a friend and tell a friend. Tell a friend and keep telling a friend. Man, it's been another dope episode. I will be back here next Friday with Talk Pro Wrestling. I got my guys, Warren Marlowe and Blackheart from the commission. My guys, yes, from Buzzing with Marlowe podcast and Off the Top Rose podcast. They will be here chopping it up, man, on what, the 10th, 11th episode of Talk Pro Commission Talks, man. Hey, Look, it's just a lot going on. I'm excited. The weekend is upon us. I will see you guys next Friday. And also, I will see you guys this coming Wednesday here on YouTube for the new episode of the 1130 Podcast and on EB Radio. So stay blessed. Stay safe. It's snowing there on the East Coast. So dig your way out of it and just, you know, be safe, man. For real. Give all the glory to God. Won't he do it, man? Yo, it's your man Dre, a.k.a. Dre on Wheels. And I'm out.